The number of births per 1,000 people in the United States has steadily declined since 1910. This is probably not because of a decrease in the amount of sexual intercourse in the U.S., but may have something to do with the availability and popularity of birth control. The legal right to birth control has gotten a lot of attention this month, so let's go back in time to the beginning of the birth control debate. The 1960s didn't invent sex, and they didn't even invent birth control. Birth control has been documented as far back as the ancient world, but in various times and places it has been limited by law or by custom, including the end of the 19th century in the U.S. By the mid-20th century, birth control was available in most states, but Connecticut still had a law in the books that criminalized the use of any drug, medicinal article, or instrument for the purpose of preventing conception. The landmark case, Griswold v. Connecticut, involved a testing of that law by Ms. Griswold, the executive director of Planned Parenthood, and Dr. Buxton of the Yale Medical School, who together opened the clinic for 10 days until they were arrested. The defendants appealed their convictions on the grounds that the law was unconstitutional. The Supreme Court took the case in 1965, even though it had refused to take similar Connecticut cases for almost 25 years. Writing for the majority, Justice Douglas argued that even though the Bill of Rights did not include a specific right to have sex or use contraception, the specific guarantees found there have penumbras, formed by emanations from those guarantees that help give them life and substance. The right to privacy, specifically the right for married couples to practice contraception in the privacy of their homes, existed in those penumbras. The rationale may seem like a leap, but the court had already found in an earlier case on forced sterilization that the right to reproduce was a constitutional freedom, though the framers had not thought it necessary to list it specifically. In 1972, Eisenstadt v. Baird extended the right to use contraception to unmarried couples under the Equal Protection Clause. By today's standards, old cases about married folks using pre-pill birth control devices seem downright uncontroversial. However, the debate over birth control is still strong, but different. First, science has introduced pharmaceutical contraception that may work by stopping or aborting nascent pregnancies rather than merely preventing them. The late 1990s saw the availability of new types of birth control in other parts of the world, including emergency contraception or the morning after pill. However, this pill would not be available in the U.S. until 2006 over political concerns. Second, some pharmacists and religious institutions have claimed that filling birth control prescriptions violates their freedom of religion. Finally, current debates center on funding for birth control, i.e., money. The federal government provides some funding for family planning, as do states, but not as much as in the past or as much as some proponents wish. More recently, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act mandates birth control coverage by employers and educators, even if that entity is part of a religious organization, such as the Catholic Church. After an outcry from these groups, an exception was proposed so that an insured of such a religious institution can obtain coverage directly from the insurance company. However, this issue brought the future of birth control rights in the U.S. back into the spotlight. Supporters of broad reproductive rights see lack of state funding or insurance funding as a curtailment of that right. Others see mandated coverage as a freedom of religion issue, while some opponents don't support national health insurance or entitlement funding generally. And of course, some see it as an election year issue and want to see candidates squirm and say silly things about contraception. As commentators have said, it's hard to win an election with a platform that's against sex. Sex is very popular. This is Christine Hurt.